Harper One and Harper Audio present The Complications, On Going Insane in America, by Emmett Renson, read by James Gloucester. The names and identifying details of some of the individuals mentioned in this book have been changed to protect their privacy. For Jessica. Forward. The Eight Ball. On a cold day in the winter of 2020, I received a worried call from Jay, the then girlfriend, now wife, of my longtime friend Emmett Renson. She asked me if I'd heard from Emmett, with whom, she said, she'd been enjoying a trip to California until he had simply vanished, taking his car and ignoring calls and texts. I hadn't heard from him, but I offered to call. Emmett picked up, in a sense. His voice was there, but the sense of conviction with which he normally speaks was conspicuously absent, as though he had been mugged of all certainty. He couldn't say exactly where he was or what he was doing. I suggested the word lost to describe his situation. He agreed it was fitting, but seemed untroubled by its implications. I asked if he had a plan for getting home, but the question failed to register. In building shades of realization, I began to understand that this wasn't a quarter-life crisis or a fit of artistic temperament or a burning obligation somewhere far up California's coastline. It was one of those episodes, those periods in my friend's life that he referred to obliquely, with shame and sideways glances, when, by chance, he lost his mind. I stood by my window above Connecticut Avenue and gazed out into the gray afternoon, as though I might find him there. But the man I knew was in every sense thousands of miles away. When Emmett is well, and he has been, in the years of our friendship, predominantly well, he is witty and winsome, nimble-minded and darkly funny, as fluent in basketball and bullshit as 20th-century American literature and its inheritors, though he would probably say there's considerable overlap among those categories. I can predict Emmett, somehow both my most incisive and most understanding friend, only so far. This is mainly because he's curious and inventive, and only partially because he's prone to losing his mind, which is more common than you might think, in any case. In fact, every friendship carries a risk of one or both partners going insane. The brief recollection above, which Emmett recounts in this book's chapter, Ordinary Time, only represents my first encounter with the author's symptoms. There is an eerie quality to having a conversation with the version of a friend's self that is available when all higher cognition is fractured by transmissions raining down from every frequency. But the sense of sudden and catastrophic neurological luck I found entirely familiar. I myself am epileptic, something Emmett and I had discussed the first time we met in a diner in Washington, D.C., circa 2015. In another era, I had observed, we may have found ourselves housed in a similar institution for the unfit, or canonized as martyrs, he countered, typically clever. That we found ourselves in D.C. instead was a stroke of good fortune by a narrow margin. Indeed, the historical conflation of mental illness and epilepsy makes Emmett's happenstance selection of Dostoevsky's The Idiot as a balm for troubled thoughts in the middle of the psychotic episode in Ordinary Time especially apt. In the passage, Emmett happened to read the epileptic Mishkin describes the wasted days of a man who briefly aspired to greatness in the aftermath of a mock execution, but then fell back into old, dissolute habits, despite his brush with fate. And by the novel's end, Mishkin's purity of heart, met with the sins of the world, has driven him mad. Emmett does not believe that madness is indicative of any particular purity of heart, clarity of purpose, or special artistic capacity. He would dispute that there is continuity, for instance, between his receptiveness to the odd and misleading thoughts that occasionally strike him as true and his superior negative capability, the quality that makes an artist's imagination especially vast and fertile. That, I suspect he would say, is runaway romanticism. Mental illness...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?